KFSR presents Fresno State Service in Action, stories of community service from the campus of Fresno State, with host Chris Fiorentino on Fresno State Radio, 90.7 KFSR.
Welcome, everyone, and good morning. I'm Chris Fiorentino, and as always, we're so excited you've joined us this morning. Today, we have in the studio a collection of great people who've all been working on a unique service effort that uses gardening as a tool to help enrich the positive development of incarcerated individuals and reduce the chances of recidivism for those who are released. And I'm excited because this is a project that I don't know that much about, so I'm going to be learning right along with all of you out there listening. Now, there's five guests crammed into our quaint little KFSR studio, so let me quickly introduce everyone. And I'm going to ask each of them to provide a quick little self-introduction themselves. So first up, we have Jennifer Leahy. Jennifer, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Go ahead, please introduce yourself.
All right. So I am an adjunct lecturer in the criminology department, as well as program director for Project Rebound, which is a program that helps formerly incarcerated or criminally justice-involved individuals successfully change their lives with higher education. And I volunteer with IGP, and I love the program.
And Project Rebound is kind of a cousin, if you will, to Insight Garden, right?
Absolutely. They work hand in hand together. We can give you some very specific details about how those two partner up, but they do complement each other.
Great. And next up, we have Monica Summers. Monica, welcome, and a little quick introduction, please.
Hi, I am Monica Summers, and I am an assistant professor in the Department of Criminology, and I specialize in corrections. And I volunteer for the Insight Garden program as well, and I also love it. It's a very rewarding experience.
Great. And next, Calliope Correa. Calliope, welcome. Glad you're here. And one of these days, we're going to have Calliope in to do her own show because she's so involved in different things. How about a quick little self-intro, Calliope?
Hi, my name is Calliope Correa. I'm the manager of the horticulture unit on our campus farm, and I have a background in horticultural therapy.
Great. And what's your role with Insight Garden?
Right now, I've been volunteering for about a year, and beginning in June, I'll be a program manager on a new yard at Avenel State Prison.
Okay, cool. Then we have two students that are with us today. First one's Julie Pedraza. Julie, thanks for being here. Maybe you could give us a quick little bio.
My name is Julie, and I'm a graduate student in the Plant Science Department here at Fresno State, but I'm also a guest speaker for the program. So I talk about biodiversity, agroecosystems, and the cool insect behaviors or any kind of biological behaviors that they will see in the garden.
Okay, great. And last but not least, Arnold Trevino. Arnold, welcome.
Thank you. So my name is Arnold Trevino, and I am a grad student, just completed my first year, and I'm a co-facilitator at the IGP. I'm also a student assistant of Project Rebound, and I'm an intern at the Juvenile Justice Campus.
Wonderful. Well, we're so happy you're all here. So, Calliope, maybe you'll start us off by giving a little overview of the Insight Garden program.
So, Insight Garden program was started in 2002 by a woman named Beth Waitkiss, who was doing her master's thesis using the program as her project. She started a garden in San Quentin Prison, and that garden is still there today. It's a beautiful flower garden. It's open on the yard, so all the people in San Quentin have access to it and can walk through this beautiful garden on a prison yard.
So this is a larger, this is not a Fresno-only program. So statewide, national?
IGP is in 8 different prisons in California.
Okay.
And also in a couple in Indiana.
Okay, great.
So it's been going since 2002. It's based out of Berkeley, California. It's a nonprofit organization. And the whole approach centers around a year-long curriculum based on growing participants, both, you know, inner work and using gardens as metaphors, the natural world kind of as metaphors of growing yourself.
Okay.
So it's really, you know, creating an environment of both learning about like ecosystems and biodiversity and insect behavior, how plants grow, vocational skills training so that they have some skills upon release to, you know, get employment. They work with programs on the outside as well to offer employment opportunities, that kind of thing, and reentry help.
And then you talk about the metaphor, so also as sort of a philosophical way for those who are involved in the program to think about their own development as they hopefully transition out of the prisons and back into the community.
Right, and also offering an opportunity that while they're inside, they can begin to work on themselves and, you know, growing themselves. Yeah. Like we talk about growing yourself from the soil up or from the dirt up.
Okay.
So it's really, you know, looking at yourself and ways that you will, like we talk about communities and, you know, how we all are a part of the community, a part of society. And we use plants in the same way. Some plants grow better together. Some plants will not grow around other plants. Some plants need special environments, that kind of thing. And then the tangible result is at the end, we actually plant a garden in each prison that we're in. And then the participants also take care of the plants. They water, they, you know, watch for bugs, see what's going on.
Yeah, and have a chance to care for something.
Right.
Monica, I'm wondering, as a criminology faculty member, maybe you're in a good position to answer this question. You know, it's a national organization. There's several sites. We adopted it here. Why did Fresno State get involved in this? Why is a project like this so important?
Well, that's a really great question. So the state of California is one focusing now, like we're starting to see a shift. So over the last few decades, the national climate when it comes to dealing with inmates, criminality, has been very punitive. And we've seen that that is not doing us any good. Our recidivism rates, the average is about 67%.
So 67% of those who get out of prison end up back in the prison system.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And by pushing for rehabilitation, 90% of the people that go into prison are going to come out and be part of the community. And so we're trying to tell people that, that it's an important focus of incarceration. And we're seeing this shift towards more rehabilitative practices. So I don't know what year, maybe a decade now, that it used to be California Department of Corrections, and now it's California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation. And that's supposed to signify that we're aware that this is part of trying to reduce recidivism and really putting productive members back into society.
We yeah.
want, you know.
And I would imagine with things like the more early releases, the prison overcrowding and some of the issues, it's more and more important to get to these individuals early and really be working on that so that they don't end up reentering the system once they leave prison.
Right. And the Insight Garden Program, as Calliope was saying, in terms of what it teaches, there are these skills that I don't know if any of us learned even in school that it's not like popular to teach, such as effective communication. How to deal with triggers with family members. Like when you get back out, like many of these guys are aware that they are going to be back in their old communities around people that may be pushing for them to re-engage in substance abuse and things that often lead to reoffending.
Right.
And so how to handle that, how to cope with that. So we're teaching a lot of coping skills.
Wonderful. Jennifer, you mentioned the Project Rebound effort, and I'm wondering if maybe you can talk just a little bit more about that and the connection to the Insight Garden program.
I'd be happy to. So Project Rebound has worked in unison with Insight Garden Project. Arnold is an example of that. Myself, I am an example of that. Both of us are volunteering with this program. I have several other students that are going back in and volunteering as well. And that is significant because not only does it provide an opportunity for our students to get involved in the community and restoring that community back to a more pro-social and positive place, but it allows for the people that are still incarcerated to actually see a physical manifestation of hope, success, and positive outcome as a result of participating in programs and getting involved in higher education. Because they see my students that are Project Rebound students who used to be incarcerated now in the community, getting good grades, participating in positive programs such as Insight Garden Project, and actually going back in and volunteering their time and their energy and their own money to travel to one of these prisons to help other individuals grow. And so they really work as a beacon.
Yeah, I would imagine a lot of times, a lot of these individuals in Project Rebound and in the prisons, they haven't been given an opportunity and don't understand that they have an opportunity and in many cases the ability to be very successful in college. And so a program like this provides them that opportunity. You know,
yes, yeah. Absolutely. So I spent a lot of time dispelling myths about what someone who is formerly incarcerated can and cannot do.
Yeah.
This population is so accustomed to being told, no, you can't do that. No, that'll never happen. And no, you don't have value or worth, that they own that. They believe it. So they're not even attempting to try to reinvent their lives because they have been told no so many times that they believe that that's the only answer.
Mm.
So Insight Garden Project works on helping to develop their internal belief systems about their self-worth, their value, their ability to learn, their ability to work as a group in a community and take responsibility for that community. Project Rebound works on more logistical advice, such as helping individuals clean up financial aid messes or apply to campuses, fill out applications. We all know how simple those applications are.
The federal financial aid application is in and of itself. Anybody who can make their way through that is a bright person.
Exactly. So. and many of the incarcerated students don't think that they are eligible for financial assistance once they come home. which is not true.
Yeah.
They also think that, you know, that they have destroyed those opportunities, and Inside Guardian Project really opens those doors.
So you're engaging your students. Is this a requirement in courses? Are all of the students that are involved completely there as volunteers?
I would love to make it a requirement in my classes. But no, actually, at this point, everybody who's participating, and myself included, is completely volunteering their time, their money, and their energy. And it is one of the most rewarding things I've ever done.
Are you able to connect this to your class in some way, Monica?
Yeah, I think that volunteering for the project, first off, what I will say is that I talk about this program so often and use my experiences and in talking with inmates in my classroom so often that several of my students are now volunteering with the project. And I find it very valuable for me. One, as a faculty member, as a scholar, it's helping with my research ideas, and I'm getting like really what the prisons need and what the inmates need, and giving me an avenue to go forward in trying to reduce recidivism and improve inmates' experiences. And then as a teacher, it gives me direct experience with inmates. And like, I taught institutional corrections this semester, and I brought up so many different things that we talked about in the program. And then just from a service side of things, I keep joking with, I'm new to Fresno this year, and I keep saying over and over, I'm like, the best times I've had in Fresno have been in prison. And, you know, it's just kind of surprising. Yeah,
like, people look at you like, what?
And I'm what? Like, and the program facilitator, Katarina, has been like, are you going to stay on and help us? And I was like, oh, yeah, you've probably got me for life, because it's just very rewarding from a service-oriented place.
So it allows you to take your professional knowledge, your scholarship, the research and whatnot that you're doing, and link it to a real need in our community here.
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
So we're talking a lot about students. Let's get the students in here. Julie and Arnold, I think maybe to start, how did you hear about the program and why did you get involved?
Well, my story is kind of actually unique. I had my mother unexpectedly passed away right in the beginning of a semester. And I took 3 months off of work, was ditching my classes, wasn't even going to my grad classes, just not even leaving the house. And prior to this incident, I used to do volunteer work with Calliope with the school farm camp. Mm-hmm. And so Calliope reached out to me. She knew my situation. She's like, you know what? Come do this with me. You know, get out of the house. Let's do this. And I was like, okay. So they definitely prepared me to kind of step into the prison and go there. And then once I got there, I think I was only scheduled for 45 minutes. Does that sound right? Okay. Yeah, 45 minutes. And then two other people canceled. And so I wound up speaking to the inmates for 3 hours. And I had originally only planned a 45-minute curriculum, so it's like, okay, let's just go rogue with this. And 3 hours went by fast, and I wanted to do another 2 more hours. The interaction that I had with the gentleman, and I seriously mean gentleman, very gentle, was incredible. The engaging, the curiosity, the excitement to want to gain new knowledge and add value to that knowledge was incredible for myself. So it became this poetic moment for me afterwards, in where I can't think of the best way to say it, but I guess the best way to say it is that you start to realize, no matter who you are or what your background is, you crave something so natural as knowledge, information. And then you become almost like a dandelion that's ready to seed. And so you spread this information out. So now these men have gained information from me, knowledge from me, and they are now sharing it with their community with inside, their community outside, their friends, their family, anybody, because they're excited to share about that. And how cool is that? Like, it makes you want to break out in tears because you don't realize how beautiful it is, right?
Well, everything you're saying, I think, is making people break out in tears. Really an incredible story, certainly from your personal standpoint, about this allowed you to really kind of climb out of a pretty dark place.
When we were driving home, I couldn't thank Calliope so much for this program and this program being available for me to participate, her even thinking about me and saying, just do this and just take a chance. And I've been dying to come back and guest speak again and follow up on some questions that they were asking about certain insects that I've been researching, getting ready to come back and share with them. But yeah, it's very rewarding because you just have a lot of aha moments with these. And when you're in that room, you don't see what separates us. You see the community that makes us. And so that's the cool thing. And the topic that I talked about that day was insect communities. So social insects, so how they work together in communities, honeybees, ants and stuff like that. And then we were also talking about predator prey, like the kind of interactions that they'll see as a biodiversity. So what decisions do you make if you take out one species to protect the plant? How does it affect another species that relies on that? So,
and I think for me, sitting here listening, I would never expect a group of inmates in a prison to really embrace an opportunity to learn about that information. But obviously they were. You talked about them being gentlemen.
Mm-hmm.
Was that what you expected when you went out there? What were you expecting?
I really wasn't expecting. I think I was in a daze because of my situation. And so I really wasn't expecting anything. I grew up in the ghetto. So my foundation was like, okay, I'm just going to see people that I grew up in neighborhoods with. It's nothing different. And it really, it wasn't even like that. It was, I felt like I was in a classroom of students, you know, and that a lot of people just had gained knowledge from television or books and wanting to more books. Tell me more books I can learn, you know, read up on this or where should I go look? And so it's no different than being in a classroom here at the university.
Yeah. Maybe even better, because I'll bet the students in your classroom aren't always that eager to learn, right?
The curiosity was so much more exciting to be engaging with. Yes.
Yeah. Wow. And Arnold, you got to follow up on that. How about you? How did you get involved? Why did you get involved?
So I was in the undergrad. I was looking for an internship in the social work program, and Project Rebound had just started. So I helped establish Project Rebound here on campus, and they were looking for someone who had a background, and it just so happened that I fulfilled that requirement. And I was in the outreach program, and I did a presentation in front of the crime department advisory board. And
the criminology department.
Right.
Okay.
The director of the Insight Garden program just so happened to be there, and she heard my story, and she asked me if I wanted to become involved with the Insight Garden program at Avenel State Prison. They were going to open one up in July of last year, and I happily accepted, and I took it. And just to comment on what Jennifer said earlier, that you know, we want to show the prison population what can be possible through an education. I was a former inmate. I served 25 years and did 7 of the years right there at Avenel. So some of the guys recognized me and still remember me. And so now they even say, hey, you know what? I want to hurry up parole so I can come back in, but in a good way.
Right. Come back in like you are.
You bet.
So you're a role model for them when you're there.
Absolutely. And I enjoy going in there. And even Monica said that's her highlight since she's been here in Fresno. Well, that's one of my highlights for the whole year. I enjoy going in there every Saturday. I go in there every Saturday and I share our stories. And the program is really, really beneficial for those who don't think that programs that we listen, we listen and we learn. And as a result, that's why I'm here in school and grad school now.
Such great stories. All right. You know what? I was afraid you were going to be stuck following up after Julie, and you got an equally wonderful story. You know, give us an idea of the typical activities you were involved in when you went there.
Well, I'm the co-facilitator, so we get the lessons planned prior to. In fact, I had the whole curriculum. So before we go in on the Saturday, we go over it and we divvy up the lessons plans entirely. And when we go in there, we just do our part and we facilitate and we engage with the students there. And it works really well.
So a lot of it is in a classroom setting where you're actually teaching them in a classroom setting. And then are you going out to the garden with them and working in the garden and applying that information?
Yeah, that's exactly the way it works. We started in July and we started learning all about the soils and all the fertilizer and all the elements that are within the soil that benefits the plants and then the insects and what type of insects are attracted to separate plants and the type of plants that grow in the climate there. And after we learned all that, we finally got to instill up the garden and we just instilled that about a month ago. And right now it's really thriving. I'd like for you guys to go out there and see it. All the plants are just really growing really fast and we're out there trimming some of the cilantro and all the basil and all the good stuff.
So they're growing a lot of herbs, things that they can end up using in some way, or how's that all work?
No, it's more for show.
Okay.
You know, to see what plants actually thrive out there.
Okay.
And last week we had our first hummingbird on our garden, and we have a whole bunch of ladybugs and a bunch of different
moths.
That
biodiversity piece that you talked about.
Right, that's what Julie was talking about.
Yeah. How often are you out there, Arnold?
I go out there every Saturday.
Okay, so it's a once a week deal. And other students join you?
We have a lot of volunteers that are going out there, and I've been sharing it with my classmates, my cohort, and I've had 6 people already signed up with me, and we're going to go ahead and start. I want to start taking them in, hopefully within the next couple of weeks.
Great. So Calliope, Monica, Jennifer, you're all educators. You know, all of us who work here at Fresno State, we're supposed to be here to make, you know, learning and the development of our students the focus of our work. And I wonder, how have you seen involvement in this program improve the learning and development of the students?
For me, the process of engaging students in the program has been absolutely incredible. Kind of like Monica, I talk about it constantly. And I'm showing pictures to people and trying to get people to volunteer to come in and just experience it. I've found there's a lot of judgments and there's a lot of stigma on the prison population.
Sure, yeah.
And I had some going in as well, but the first time I went in and met the guys and participated, like, it all went away. And it's just an incredible experience. And I think offering that for students, you know, in all departments and all colleges on campus, there's a need for everybody just to kind of drop some of those judgments. But yeah, for students, like, you know, bringing Julie in and that experience for her on a personal level, I think across the board, it could apply to everybody. I mean, it's not just about how to grow a plant. It's about how to grow yourself as a person and how to relate to other people, people that you don't think that you'll relate to, and realizing that you have something in common and that we're all just people trying to get through. And
yeah.
And then to have something beautiful like a garden as a result, like, it's incredible.
Monica, what do you see in the terms of the student learning and development piece?
Well, first, I want to mention that Julie mentioned that it's just a regular classroom, that it feels just like a classroom here on Fresno State's campus. And I would have a different perception of that because, as you started to mention, there is a different level of motivation, I guess, maybe, or involvement.
Different hunger. Yeah.
But I think it's actually even more so for them to see us come in, and they always say, thank you for treating us like a human, right? So, and you can feel there's so much vulnerability that these men are showing that you wouldn't really see in normal society. You don't see it a lot, and especially I don't see it in my classroom. Sometimes I'm pulling for them to talk to me, right? But when they go in, all the students that I've had go to start volunteering or visit the prison, they've all been really surprised, and they say, they're like, I know what you're talking about, that different feeling in the room. There's this feeling of humanity that's there. And they just say that their views of inmates are changed, which is important for changing kind of the public perception that we don't need to be punitive and just throwing people away and forgetting about the fact that they're going to get out and that we want to help them make sure that they don't remain in the criminal justice system.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the goal is not to keep them in forever. The goal is to get them to rehab and get out and be successful.
Yeah. And this program, like, seriously, if they participate in it, it tends to change their minds about inmates and inmate life and helps them to see inmates as humans.
Yeah. Anything to add, Jennifer, about the student learning piece?
Absolutely. I have a little bit of a different perspective because I have students that are criminology students that don't have that criminal background. And then I have students that do have a criminal background. And so it's two very different learning experiences for those students. I think that my students that are just regular criminology students that don't have a criminal background, I think for them, it expands their knowledge moving into their future careers in such a way that's magnificent because it does connect them back to the humanity side of the individuals that are incarcerated, reminding them that these human beings are not defined by something that they did, an incident in their past, that there's so much more to them than just that single incident, and that they have a lot more value than just that. And then my former criminal justice involved students, my students that have criminal backgrounds, for them, it allows them to take a leadership role in their community. It empowers them to take initiative in that and responsibility for positive change.
So what's next for the program, Calliope?
Insight Garden program will be starting a new program on another yard in Avenel State Prison in early July. We're recruiting volunteers for that.
And we'll post a web link, but they can probably Google Insight Garden Program Fresno State and come up with a link and go from there.
Yes.
Okay. But we'll post a link to our Facebook site as well.
Excellent.
Yeah. I'm just fascinated. I would love to have you all in again and do another story on this, maybe in the fall or something like that. Just a great story of the work that you're doing in a very difficult situation with individuals who are in huge need and probably very underserved and very misunderstood. So thank you all so much for being here, and thank you for the work you're doing. And I'm sure that's it for our time. We're probably over, but thanks again to our guests, Jennifer Leahy, Calliope Correa, Monica Summers, Arnold Trevino, and Julie Pedraza. Of course, our sincere thanks to each and every one of you who are listening today. We couldn't and wouldn't do this show without you. Please join us next Sunday morning at 11 a.m. and every Sunday for another Fresno State Service and Action Program on KFSR. Also, please like us on Facebook at FS Service in Action. We're going to post lots of good pictures and information related to Insight Garden Program and Project Rebound on that Facebook site. So pull it up right now and drop us a note about today's show. We are on the air at 90.7 FM and streaming worldwide at kfsr.org. Thanks and have a great day.
KFSR presents Fresno State Service in Action every Sunday morning at 11. For a complete program schedule, visit kfsr.org.